It was 4 years ago that state lawmakers and the governor created a law to help undocumented children follow their American dreams. They allowed them to pay the significantly lower rate of in-state tuition to go to state colleges instead of out-of-state tuition. The requirements: they must graduate from a Colorado high school that they've attended for 3 years or more, and promise to pursue citizenship. Speaker of the House Crisanta Duran was the main sponsor.
This is an issue that has been a challenge in our state and our country for many years.
It was a heated and contentious debate at the State House. The bill took 7 tries before it finally passed. Opponents said they had some sympathy for students who arrived as children, but many Republicans worried the effort would circumvent federal immigration laws. Then in 2012, President Obama signed DACA, which allowed undocumented immigrants who came as young children to get a temporary work card and Social Security number.
The fact that the president implemented this and enabled students to be able to be here, get a Social Security card, work, and be able to go to school, it was a great boost.
But earlier this month, President Donald Trump ordered an end to the program. He asked Congress to come up with a permanent fix, but if that doesn't happen, it could lead to questions about the state law. That worries DACA students who benefit from Colorado's in-state tuition rates, like Isaias Vasquez.
It would be difficult to have a job to sustain my education. You know, not having a job would also mean struggling a lot more.
Vasquez is pursuing a degree in social work at Metropolitan State University of Denver in the evenings. During the day, he works at Cole High School. He came to the U.S. when he was 8 years old. He says without a legal path to stay, students like him may not even want to go to college.
Because they are going to be wondering what happens after they're done. Right? Are they able to work in the area or the field that they're studying?
Here at Bruce Randolph High School in Denver, 40% of the students are undocumented. The vice principal gives me a tour.
So we have different bells for high school and middle school. So right now we're on the high school floor.
How's it going, guys?
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks, guys.
The national immigration debate is very much on the radar for school officials. Principal Cesar Cudillo says the in-state tuition law provides hope for many here.
They see themselves with actual hands-on ability to attend a college or university. So at our school, our attendance rate is great. We don't have very, very many behavior incidents.
He worries that will change, and he knows what that uncertainty feels like firsthand. He arrived at age 8 and didn't become a citizen until he was 15.
I'm living proof that with an opportunity, you can change the world.
17-year-old high school junior Claudia Huturo hopes to do just that. She says her father's deportation case, which he ultimately won, has inspired her to become an attorney. She's currently undocumented and hopes to attend the University of Colorado.
I just hope no DACA student or like anybody gives up on their dreams.
She doesn't know how she'll pay for it if the federal law changes. Even though she would still pay in-state tuition, if she doesn't have a Social Security card, she says she doesn't have access to a lot of scholarships. And like Vasquez, she's worried about cost.
Without DACA, I'm not going to be able to work here legally, which is going to become harder for me to be able to come, like, get my savings for college.
Several Republicans joined Democrats to pass the measure that created in-state tuition in 2013. It's modeled after similar programs in other states, such as Utah, Texas, and New Mexico. Immigration advocates are now looking at Congress to see what happens. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.